Good morning. Grace be with you, friends, and peace. It is an honor to be here with you today to share in the good news and to share in a baptism. It is a good day. Before we begin, will you please pray with me? Creator God, grant that we may hear, read, and learn. That through these words we may embrace and ever hold fast to your hope, your promise, and your truth. Amen. My name is Amanda Grant Rose, and it is an honor to be back in this space, in this beautiful church with you once again. In 2014, I was hired as the executive director of Common Cathedral, and it was just months before the Long Island Bridge went down, right before you stepped up. Boston Warm was born right here in the basement of this church, and it provided warm space and dignity to so many beloved that we love. I have been in this space in your church to help lead Bible study in the libraries, to do workshops with the Reverend June Cooper on storytelling on the fourth floor, and if you could believe it or not, this morning I still got lost. And our beloved Dom had to rescue me from a back stairwell. But it is, in fact, wonderful to be back here today with your church, and it has gifted me and so many people with a place to feel welcomed, to feel loved, and to have a place of safety. Now, in my current job as the Director of Stewardship and Engagement for Capuchin Mobile Ministries, I don't find myself inside your building. I do find myself outside on your sidewalk and in your neighborhood several days a week. If you are new to us at Capuchin Mobile Ministries, here is our story. Capuchin Mobile Ministries, or CMM, we have a big white outreach van that you might have seen parked right in front of the library. It has a large brown fryer, kind of like right there on the side. And you'll oftentimes see some beloved brothers in their brown robes around as well. And we move. We drive through Boston and Cambridge, providing spiritual care and food and street necessities. We take to the streets to bridge the gap between housed and unhoused. More importantly, we offer a presence of street-level grace and dignity to all we serve. Our van rolls out with three chaplains and two volunteers. This is my sermon right here. We leave with two volunteers. Two volunteers every single time our van hits the streets. We leave our Jamaica Plain Friary at 2 p.m. every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and we keep the exact same route. Seven stops on the streets of our city, and we turn to Jamaica Plain by 7 p.m. every time. And by keeping this regular and reliable schedule of pastoral visits to these specific locations we serve, we are able to establish relationships of consistency and trust. With our unhoused community, we build on months and years of consistently checking in and continuous engagement. By making pastoral visits no less than three times a week, we ensure continuity of care. We establish clear lines of communication with our unhoused neighbors that have afforded us access into their inner lives and understanding of their emotional, physical, and spiritual needs. And what sets Capuchin Mobile Ministry apart from other organizations doing outreach of service is that we are not site-based. We go out to them. To wherever people are congregating, we go to where they have chosen to be, and they welcome us into their living room, onto their street corners, and into their lives. And over the course of 1 year alone, we serve an estimated 15,600 sandwiches, 780 gallons of coffee, 400 gallons of hot chocolate, 4,680 bottles of water. But most importantly, the reason that we are actually on the streets is that we have over 18,720 pastoral encounters in just 1 year alone. But now let's get back to this morning's gospel. This morning's passage comes to us at the end of Jesus' instruction to his disciples before he sends them out into mission. And it is a short passage, but it contains a surprising and profound idea about hospitality and God's presence in ordinary encounters. For a moment, focus on the action. Look at the chain, the link that Jesus creates for us. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. In the ancient world, an authorized messenger was often treated as the representative of the person who was sent, who has sent them. Jesus takes this cultural understanding and expands it dramatically. Welcome a disciple, and you welcome Jesus. Welcome Jesus, and you welcome God. And this chain of relationship, the act of hospitality, becomes a sacred encounter. Listen again, the act of hospitality becomes the sacred encounter. Jesus continues saying that even giving a cup of cold water will not lose its reward. Cold water might sound a bit insignificant to our modern ears, but in first century, hot, dry Palestine, cold drinking water is a precious gift. Jesus' emphasis, God's kingdom is built not only through grand acts of faith, but through small practical acts of care. The act of hospitality, the shared cup of cold water, becomes a sacred encounter. From a Franciscan perspective, this passage resonates with the spirituality of presence and accompaniment. Jesus does not praise success, celebrate influence, or even count the numbers. Instead, he blesses those who recognize the messenger by offering simple acts of kindness. The focus is on these simple acts in relationship rather than achievement. Oh, that feels so good. The focus is on simple acts in relationship rather than achievement. The act of hospitality becomes a sacred encounter. For us at CMM, the more that we are able to focus on moving and these simple acts of deepening our relationships and not the other stuff, not all the other noise, the larger the impact we can make. It is not just about the sandwich that we hand out or the cup of coffee that we make, which more often than not is 2 sugars and 6 creams. That's definitely a part of our call. But it is everything else that we do that is the act of discipleship. It is when we are present with someone and we remember their name, when we share in the good and the bad of our lives. Because people come to us tired. Not just the community that gathers that are in need, but our volunteers, just somebody passing by. People are tired. Adulting is hard. But adulting while experiencing homelessness is altogether too hard. And people come to our van tired of navigating big, complex systems. Justice systems, housing systems, healthcare systems, all too complex and all too complicated. But as we gather on different street corners from Cambridge to Boston, we are fortified by community. A community of others who are all longing for that hospitality, longing to be reminded that they are beloved, claimed by and made part of a beloved community. Acts of street hospitality become sacred encounters. In all of the times that I have been out with CMM or on the streets, nobody has ever come up to me, well, almost nobody, has come up to me to say, wow, this sandwich changed my life. But I have heard countless times while somebody is eating that sandwich or somebody is drinking that hot cup of coffee, thank you for being here, because being seen has made a difference in my life. Now, don't get me wrong. Keep making the sandwiches. Please, we need sandwiches. Keep pouring those glasses of cold water for people. Keep giving whatever resources you have, and if you can, give them freely. But remember that the greatest resource we offer, the gospel reminds us, is sharing of ourselves is the sacred encounter. The love you give when you stand in front of somebody, you make eye contact, and you welcome that person as Christ, and you remind them, you remind yourself that every person you pass is a beloved child of God in whom God is well pleased. That act of hospitality becomes a sacred encounter. Jesus doesn't command extraordinary miracles here. He blesses ordinary acts of welcome, receiving a stranger, offering water, opening one's life up to the other. At CMM, we call this the spirituality of accompaniment. Now, in Boston, we have been blessed with many theologians who have walked our streets. Theologians who have insisted on transforming systems in societies. Big acts of faith. But this morning, please remember this. Systems of injustice are confronted not only through marches and legislation, they are, thank God, but also through daily acts of practice. Small, persistent acts weaving together to affirm the sacred worth of those who have been ignored. As Howard Thurman observed, the religion of Jesus begins with the relationship that restores human dignity. Every encounter carries sacramental sacrifice. Christ comes disguised in the one who is standing before you. And even the small acts of hospitality participates in God's kingdom. The act of hospitality becomes a sacred encounter. So ask yourself, as I ask myself this morning, how might we show hospitality in this way? On our streets and in our communities, and how can we, with the Spirit's grace, help build bridges of love and friendship in very unexpected places? I recently had this sacred moment. I was out on the van, and we pulled up right here in front of the library, and the big door opens up, and we kind of like pop out when we get to a location. It's kind of fun. You should come. Remember, two volunteers. We're there, and I pop out, and it's this beautiful reunion. Old friends, we hug and we chat. It was just joy to be in community. And that kind of settled down, and people were beginning to go on their way, and a couple minutes later, a new gentleman I had never met came up to the van. We chatted for a bit. Nothing profound, nothing really super exciting. How was your day? He shared his name. I shared my name. Poured him a cup of coffee. He didn't want a sandwich that day. He had just come from another meal program and wasn't hungry. And we talked about the coffee and how he took it. He did not have nearly as much sugar as we usually pour. We chatted about that. Just the niceties of a day. But before he left, he said, I was invisible today. You were the first person to see me, the first person to even say my name. It was a sacred encounter. People are always happy for that sandwich and a cup of coffee, a pair of gloves on a cold day, or a new pair of Bomba socks. But it is being with people that makes the difference. Praying with people, seeing people who might otherwise be invisible. The act of hospitality becomes a sacred encounter. Now, I know not everybody can go on the van, and that is for all sorts of good reasons, and that is okay. But the lesson from the streets and the lesson from our scripture this morning is what I hope you take with you. It is not about what we give. It is about how we give it. The best way we can show how deeply Jesus loves us is to love one another, not through transactional relationships, but through transformative, sacred relationships. Humble and bold, ordinary and radiant, coffee black or with two creams and six sugars, reconciling the world conversation by conversation. Acts of hospitality become sacred moments. And may it be so for you today, tomorrow, and all of your tomorrows. See you on the streets. Amen.